coast to coast.
Yeah. Woo! Love line, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified internist and addiction medicine specialist. Jay Moore in here tomorrow night. Comedian, actor, Jay Moore in here tomorrow night. Tonight, no guest. The guest is really you. The person who calls this show. Yeah? Ate myself some good Mexican food tonight.
How would you eat?
Had some leftover.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such an idiot. I get such a boner for leftovers.
Yeah.
It comes from my Elvis-like upbringing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Growing up in that little crappy house with nothing to eat.
Yeah.
That even though I'm a millionaire, literally a millionaire now.
Yeah.
I got a half-eaten burrito in my fridge.
You go nuts.
I stare at it all day. Not yet, my precious. No, the time has not come yet. And I think about it. Well, maybe I'll eat it during lunch. No. No, you'll save it. Use it as the proverbial carrot on the string. Dangle it out in front of you. Give you some incentive.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How come you can't stand it if anything is going on in your environment, even me like drumming my fingers, and yet you don't notice this god-awful music playing in the background?
What? No, I noticed it, and I just realized, hey, it sounded like we're doing a radio show for like the first 30 seconds. Isn't that what other radio shows sound like? Where they play music and people talk and they're coherent and stuff?
Is that what happens? Is it like an introduction?
Right.
Oh, okay.
But like our radio show is more about you talking about stuff that has nothing to do with the radio show and banging into the microphone. And
me talking about stuff?
Well, no.
Trying to talk about stuff while you talk about stuff.
Me talking about stuff that has nothing to do with the radio show.
Blah, 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 blah.
You alluding to things that are possibly in the room that has nothing to do with the radio show.
All right.
Or it does in your own mind.
You're pointing at
Anderson and saying stuff like, yeah, get that.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. That's our normal radio, non-radio show. John?
Yeah.
It's worse than, like a college radio show, I think. John?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 20. What's up?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Dr. Drew. All right, me and some friends were sitting around and we started talking and we were curious, why do guys have nipples? I mean, there's no other purpose besides like a sexual purpose, you know? I don't understand why guys would have nipples. And I was just curious.
Why do you have an appendix? Why do you have tonsils?
I was told that appendix was to digest meat, raw meat, like way back in the
right, but it's some remnant of
it's a remnant
something
of
that
development.
You don't use anymore.
That's right, and the same is true of the nipple. That all mammals have nipples, all male, female, and that is as we all start out as females in development, and we all actually have a nipple line. We have a line of nipples like a dog does, and as we express our Y chromosome, that nipple line resorbs in women too, and then men don't get any. Response, they don't get any estrogen production, so the nipple tissue doesn't respond or grow. But you can make it grow if you want. You can take estrogens and you can make it grow.
I like that term, nipple line.
Yeah.
Be good.
Band name.
Band name or even for like some active wear.
Yeah, yeah.
Nipple line. Uh-huh. Take it to the limit. You know something? Guy surfing, riding rollerblades or something, talking about nipple line action wear.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about this with all mammals having nipples, but I never seem to see them on dolphins, whales.
They have.
Yeah, we had this. Were we talking about whether dolphins had them?
No. We were talking about something about dolphins, but it wasn't about nipples.
It was about nipples.
Was it?
Yeah, it's saying, like, you see a drawing of a dolphin, you don't see any nipples drawn in.
Right, that's true, you said that.
All right, thank you. Thank God Damien over there is working the phones and his mind.
Okay.
Seth?
Hello?
Yeah. You're 19. Sorry to disturb you. What's up?
I'm sorry about that. I thought you were saying Beth.
All right.
It's okay. I just want to say first, you guys are fantastic, both of you.
Thank you.
Adam, you're hilarious, and Dr. Drew, you're just great, especially when you get morally indignant.
Yeah, I like that, too.
It's hilarious.
Anyway. Especially when he seriously says, I beg your pardon, and he's serious about it. It's great.
You like that? What, was it Chris Matthews when I was doing that?
When he does a TV show and some hack gets up there and says, oh, there's no biological link to alcoholism. I beg your pardon. I love that. I love when he does that.
Yeah, and also
that was for you, by the way. The whole time I was thinking, I love this.
Sorry. Mm. Some more rants that Adam can have against dumb people and the dumb listeners.
All right.
Those are also fantastic.
Well, yeah, I'm told about once every 6 months in a meeting to cut down the rants.
Oh, that's such a shame. They're fantastic.
Yeah, try not to talk.
That's the basic note to Adam.
Drew, seriously, and we don't have them that often, but I would say twice a year when we have to sit down in an office with somebody
the last 3 years,
who's going to tell us what to do with the show.
The reason we sit down in the office is to tell Adam to shut up.
Well, I disagree.
I know. Well, first off, it's really hard not to be insulted when you're doing a talk radio
show. Somehow you manage not to be.
And you're told to shut up. I know. It's really hard not to be insulted, but I'm really not. It doesn't stop me. All right. Go ahead, Seth.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I have a question. I'm going to be a sophomore in college next year. And I have a question just like when I'm out, if I go to a bar or something, and I meet a girl. I've been told so much about all the different scary STDs that I hear. Like, is it safe, you know, even if I have a condom, to go back and go have sex with her, like oral herpes and stuff like, you know, genital warts?
Look, it's safe, but it's a risk every time you're with somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. Absolutely.
Yeah, but so you just sort of have to hedge your bets and say, I'm going to go for it.
You have to wear a condom. You have to reduce your risk. You have to make your choices carefully. And you have to realize that this is why I first started doing this show many, many, many years ago. There was no one talking about the biological consequences of sort of unrestricted, unrestrained sexual activity. Mm-hmm. And that there are biological consequences. It really is, to my estimation, the reason we have the sort of mores that we do, the ideas about sexuality, because it could hurt people if people, the biological situation is potentially dangerous.
But just from a sort of general philosophical standpoint, Seth and Drew, this is what life is. It's weighing
calculated risk.
Yeah. I mean, you drive every day, and that's a dangerous thing to do. But you get a car with an airbag, you wear a seatbelt, and you have the tires properly inflated, and you're not loaded, and you're fine. Doesn't mean a dump truck can't turn over on you and crush you, but you have a much better chance of getting from point A to point B than the guy who's driving the 69 Dart with the four bald tires that have the steel belt showing, and he's not even wearing his lap belt.
Right.
He's trying to do a bong load in the diamond lane, you know?
Right.
So that's all it is. I mean, you wear a condom, you get with chicks that aren't from Haiti, aren't IV drug users, and you take your chances.
Yeah, I think the point, though, is that you need to be aware of the risk, and that's the important thing, is that you really, you know, learn how to make healthy choices.
Yeah, and once in a while, some poor guy gets AIDS or herpes or hepatitis or whatever from a low-risk situation.
Most of you are going to get warts.
Most of you will get warts. All I hear is you saying, "World, I have warts," whenever I hear you bring that up. That's all. That's how it translates to me. Kim?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering, I heard Dr. Drew talking a few nights ago about the side effects of Celexa, and I was on Paxil and Celexa, and I'm now on Effexor, and I was wondering, what are the effects, be it, you know, any effects or sexual effects?
Well, the sexual side effects on all three of those. Celexa, what was it? Celexa, Effexor, what was the third one?
Effexor?
Effexor, Celexa, and what was the third?
Paxil.
They're all very similar in terms of sort of shutting you down sexually.
Mm-hmm.
They can either decrease your arousal, decrease libido, decrease orgasmic functioning. They all have that potential. Effects are probably a little less so than Paxil.
Yeah, I noticed it when I was on Paxil.
Yeah, Paxil is the most potent of the three that way in terms of the three you mentioned. Celexa is just a weaker SSRI, and then Effexor has a combination of functions. It's a little different than just the straight SSRI.
Why with the two S's on the SSRI?
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
Yeah, but everyone just says serotonin reuptake inhibitor, don't they?
Yeah.
But then they'll say serotonin reuptake inhibitor,
and they go SSRI.
But then go SSRI.
Yeah,
I don't go for that. In or out.
From now on, I'm going to say selective serotonin reuptake.
Whatever the letters you use, make it from the sentence you spoke. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. See what we can do about that. Are you done with her?
I don't know. She seems
good. Kim?
Yeah?
You're good, right, baby?
Well, one more question. Is like, if the more, the higher the dosage, is it?
More the side effects, sure.
More the side effects?
Yeah. I mean, if sexual side effect is the issue, the three that you can go to is Remeron, Wellbutrin, and Cerazone. Those tend not to have sexual dysfunction as a side effect.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, there, Kim.
Thanks.
Hey, good times. I don't know why, but once in a while I sit around and think, I watch Monday Night Football, and I think, oh, man, I wish I could do that. That'd be a dream job for me.
Play football?
No, kick. Thank you. Kick Dennis Miller out of the booth and put me in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be great at that, I thought.
Yeah.
But I was watching tonight, and they played an exhibition game from Mexico. And I thought, no, I'd be fired by halftime.
You'd be drunk?
Blah, 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 blah. No, because I'd get in a few bad Mexican jokes in the first quarter, and that'd be it. Something would happen. You know what I mean?
Was that in Mexico?
Yeah.
Was it the Raiders game?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'd say something that I thought was funny, but it offended somebody, and that'd be the end of me.
And what's even more ironic is I know you. As soon as you just realize that everyone hated what you said, you'd say it again, say three more times that were more offensive. You'd go right down that path.
I just realized I could not be up in the booth for an NFL game in Mexico. It wouldn't work. Something would happen
at
some
point. You'd say something offensive.
Well, that may be true, but Mexico, come on. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'd make some joke. It'd be funny. But most people would like it, but I just realized that it wouldn't last a second. Rachel?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're, what the hell are you? How old are you?
Between 20 and 100.
All right. Well, hang on. Rachel, you hold on until you figure out your exact age, and then we'll get back with Rachel. Matt?
Hello?
You're 13?
What's up? I called yesterday.
What's up?
What's up? All right, I have a different question than I told the guy, but...
All right. Hold on. All right. I just have to discipline our callers just a little bit.
Our callers need a little work.
Well, here's the deal, everybody. You really should ask the question that you gave the screener. Really, just sort of helps things along as far as the selection process goes. And the other thing is we ask a couple of things of you, which is your name and your age. And if you don't want to give your age, that's fine, but don't call.
Why don't you get Rachel's age, Mr. Damien?
No, I'll get Rachel's age. Damien, you're not talking to Rachel, are you?
Yeah.
No?
Here it comes.
Don't talk to her.
All right, here we go.
All right. I would like to ring her like a bar rag.
It's in between 20 and 100.
And get that information out of her. All right. Well, let me try her again. Rachel? Uh-oh.
There she is.
Rachel?
Yes?
How old are you?
22.
All right. What's your question?
I want to know what the side effects of Micronor is.
Just a birth control pill?
Right.
The same. All the birth control pills basically have the same side effect profiles.
Which is what?
Which is, you know...
Is it going to make me feel pregnant? Like nauseous and tired and dizzy?
Those are potential side effects of birth control pills, sure. But not like you're truly pregnant, but that's how the pill works, basically. It's tricking your body into believing it's pregnant so it doesn't release another egg.
Let me say this. I have had a few girlfriends over the years that have been on the pill.
Uh-huh.
All of them have been pains in the asses and princesses.
All of your girlfriends are the ones that had side effects?
No. All of my girlfriends. Here's the point. None of them have really complained about the pill. And believe me, I would have heard it if there was a big problem. I don't think this is a big deal. I know a lot of women, and maybe this is a convenient stance for me to take, but I know a lot of women talk about, oh, bloating or their skin breaking out or this and that. For everything it does that's negative, there's a woman who'll tell you what it does that's positive.
There are some positives, absolutely.
And there's a lot of women that are just on it to keep their skin clear.
And to keep their periods from being painful or irregular. There's a lot of things that makes you feel better on it, too.
So, I would say for 85% of women, it's a non-issue. Rachel?
Yes?
Have you been pregnant before?
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
Who? At 22?
And that's why I didn't want to give you my age.
You're not 22.
Yes, I am.
What year were you born?
79.
Liar! Liar whore! Liar whore! And you know
it! Hey, I'll tell you when I'm lying. I'm not lying.
What's with the...
Barbara Streisand.
And by the way, what kind of strategy is that to tell us when you're lying? You know, people make those kind of statements. Hey, I'll tell you when I'm lying. Hey, you'll know when I'm lying. What the hell's that mean? What am I supposed to do? Snap to attention? Oh, yeah, you're wrong. Sorry.
What do you say to a diaphragm? Is that better?
Not as effective, no.
Hold on, I thought a joke was coming.
Yeah, why don't you, if you really are concerned...
You really got three kids?
I have three kids.
If you're really concerned about being on birth control pill, why don't you look into surgical sterilization, something like that?
Please.
Like what?
Surgical sterilization?
Like getting your tubes tied.
Are you kidding?
Why? You have three kids. Isn't that enough?
No.
No?
No.
What do you do for... Hold on. What do you do for a living?
I'm a mom.
I see. And where's the money coming from?
From the husband.
Which one?
I have one husband.
And he's fathered all three kids?
Yes.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
Not the first one.
Yes, he has.
No, he didn't.
Listen.
Be honest.
I've had sex with one man, and he's my husband.
All right. And your dad? No. And he's around. What's he do for a living?
He's a travel agent.
No. He's gay.
No, he's not.
There's no straight travel agents.
Mel, you're gay.
His name's Mel? Well, he is a travel agent.
You're gay.
60% of male travel agents are named Mel or Gary. Do you know that, Drew? I just read that. Oh. All right, Rachel.
Yes?
Get yourself fixed, because you got three kids, and that's plenty.
Hey, I'm not stopping here, but I just want to stop for a while.
Okay.
Then take the pill. Relax. Take the pill like everyone else, and there'll be a male contraceptive coming in a couple of years. You can take it when
Look, a travel agent doesn't pay anything, does it? It can't anymore.
He must own his agency.
With all this like Priceline stuff?
They have to sell
packages?
Cruises, yeah, packages.
Oh, what a disgusting business. And all that selling of packages and cruises and stuff, that's really... You might as well just sell get-rich cassettes late night, because basically it's about taking old people, getting them away from their money and disappointing them. Those things are always a disappointing wreck.
Mm-hmm. Well, you went out when it was awful.
I went on a horrible cruise. I mean, what a piece of ass that Princess Line was. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I grew up watching The Love Boat. You know, I thought I was going to be skeet shooting and getting a BJ the whole time. Instead, it was, $18 for a nickel's worth of champagne and bad food. And a bunch of geezers running around. Ah, horrible ship. I wish the captain would have just scuttled that goddamn thing halfway into it. I would have had a better time just floating on a deck chair to Mexico.
Oh, God.
I really would. What a piece of ass that was. And where were we?
Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah, hello, you guys.
19. Travel agents are horrible people,
by the
way.
Not my wife's a travel agent. Relax.
Ooh. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm on to something. I worked at a travel agency. It was miserable. Oh, just bitches. Just a big bag of bitches in that place. It was called Hoffman Travel, but it should have been called Bag O' Bitches. Big sack of bitches all under one room. Oh, one roof. Horrible.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I talk now?
Yeah, you may.
No, you're about to. The ironic thing is if she didn't say, can I talk now, she would have been able to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to take a break, or what do you want to do?
Keep going. Pick one.
All right.
I'm at five.
Line five. All right. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah, nice to meet you, Adam.
Nice to meet you,
I
Matt.
I love listening to the show, and sorry, my mom's telling me. Anyway, my question is...
Matt, does your mom? It sounds like a
yeah,
goat.
Yeah, that was my mom.
Matt! Matt! Are you jacking off in there?
I'm sorry, I'm really nervous.
All right, Matt.
But anyway.
Seriously, when you're named Matt, how do you know that a goat isn't calling you?
I don't know.
See, when your name is Edward
or Phil,
you don't have to worry about a goat calling you, but Matt.
Yeah.
Let's hear Matt again.
Well, one more. Let me hear one more goat. Matt. I mean, you're going to a petting zoo. Your head must explode. You're just looking around over your shoulder.
Freaked out. These goats talk. Mom.
Mom, what do they want? All right.
And it's weird because my high school has a huge agriculture department.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
And they have shows and things.
Your high school?
Oh, yeah. We had agriculture.
What?
Listen, here's agriculture is where they take the loser kids and shove them. They go, look. Listen, you ain't gonna. Here's a little farm we set up in the middle of the school. You guys get used to it. You're gonna be living in a trailer.
But Adam,
yeah, Ray was an agriculture guy.
You apparently couldn't even cut the Aggie.
Wasn't good enough for that. No,
you went down to ceramics.
Matt, yeah, the people who couldn't cut it in agriculture went to ceramics in my school. All right, Matt, go ahead there, buddy.
Okay, my question is. I was learning in biology about the microflage in my lungs.
Macrophages. Macrophage.
And I was wondering how much marijuana use does the macrophage take before, you know, it starts to really damage your lungs?
They don't know. All we know is that at an equivalent rate to cigarette, virtually equivalent, you get damage to the airways. Drop out of macrophage, drop out in cilia, fibrosis, spasming of the airway muscular wall. All that happens. It happens chronically. It becomes fixed, and you can get kind of an emphysema-type picture. Chronic bronchitis is extremely common in heavy pot smokers. It usually develops in the first year.
You know, they used to do these studies that, you know, smoking one joint is the equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, they haven't done that.
It didn't seem to make sense at the time they were doing it.
Yeah.
It was like one of these... I don't know why common sense seems to almost trump medical data, but it does.
Yeah. Because they're trying to make an association in an attempt to make it relatable for people.
Right.
Make our point, because you understand the cigarettes are bad.
Right.
So it doesn't work. But it does, interestingly, do this one thing at a rate similar to cigarettes, and that causes chronic bronchitis.
Right. Okay. And also, is it so much the pot smoke or the way that it is smoked? You know, I mean, the idea is to...
Listen, if you stood over a barbecue for a couple hours a day, you'd get it too.
Right.
You understand?
No, but I just mean marijuana, the object is to see how much volume of smoke you can get in your lungs and then how long you can keep it there. It would seem like you're...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nicotine users do the same thing, though, too.
Yeah, but they don't go, you know, they don't take as big a hit as they can possibly take and then hold it for a 30 count.
Mm.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll come back. Who was it giving us a little attitude?
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah.
All right. We'll speak to you, Aaron, when we come back.
Oh, yeah! Loveline. We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Come on. Hey, it's Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jay Moore, who's a very popular personality, comedian, actor, coming in tomorrow night. Actually, my take on Jay Moore is a lot of people really like him, and a fair amount of people hate his guts.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he bugs certain people.
He's a very good guy. You'll like him.
I've met him, and yeah. I do like him, but I think it's his character or something. You know who always plays an a-hole or smart ass kind of a know-it-all wise ass?
I see. So people actually,
they buy into it a little bit.
All right, it's a good actor then.
Easy enough to do. All right. Yeah, that's a compliment that half the people hate his guts. Aaron?
Hello.
Hello. You're 19. What's up?
Okay. I've been seeing this guy for like about 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And about a month ago, we started having sex. I would really like to start a relationship with him or take it like a step further.
Now, let me understand. Isn't sex mean there's a relationship going on?
Well, according to him, we're seeing each other.
So, according to you, you have a relationship. According to him, he's just having sex.
I guess. I mean, but
why do you put up with that?
Oh, listen. Hold on.
I just want to know how I can talk to him about starting a relationship without scaring him. I mean, it'll scare him away if I start talking about it. Or it may. I mean, if you guys are guys, I mean, if he wanted a relationship, wouldn't he have brought it up?
Well, first off, Drew's not a guy. He's a he/she.
Okay.
Okay. With emphasis on she.
And I'll give you the he/she opinion in just a second. As soon as Adam is done shooting his mouth off.
I'm going to shoot something off in your mouth.
No, you're not. No, be my that's mouth. Please. Deal with the fact that I am gay.
Good jizz joke there. Always good. Hey, Aaron.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, baby. Ass up there. All right. Okay. Good times.
Hello?
I don't know. Now, look, here's what I want to say. What do you mean you've been going out with this guy? Well, listen, you know, this job's hard. You have to listen.
Okay.
Jizz guzzling?
You've been going out with a guy for 3 months.
Yeah.
What have you been doing in that 3 months before you had sex?
Well, like, going out on dates. Like, he'll take me out to dinner, or we'll just go hang out, like, with friends, or...
Okay, and for 3 months you've been dating.
Yeah.
Now, why did you wait so long to sleep with him?
Well, because I actually liked him, and, I don't know.
Why didn't you wait longer? If he wasn't willing to have a relationship with you, why didn't you just not sleep with him?
Well, because I didn't, I'm still not sure if it's going to get there, you know?
Okay, yeah, well, what does sleeping with him do for you?
Now, listen, Drew.
Pleasure.
Look, she's 19. She's attracted to the guy. Let her have her kicks.
Yeah, well,
but
we know
this is doomed.
She's doing it because she thinks that makes it closer to a relationship, which it doesn't. It makes it further.
Well, it does for the 10 minutes he's sweating
on
her.
It makes it closer to a service agreement.
It goes more than 10 minutes.
The 12 minutes he's sweating on you.
Okay.
By sleeping with him, you move it away from a relationship.
I do?
Yes.
Hold on. Drew, by sleeping with him, she moves it away from a relationship.
Yes.
Possibly. Move No.
In a situation where she's afraid.
If he's into her, then she's not putting it away.
He's already put her on notice. We're not dating. We're just kind of hanging out. So I'll sleep with him. That'll get it going. No way. He's put her on notice. This is a hanging out and hooking up thing, and that's it.
Okay.
If she chooses to have sex with him, it is just that. It's not because there's a relationship.
But 3 months into this, she's having sex with him. If she didn't have sex with him, she'd just be essentially putting off the inevitable.
That he'd leave.
Eventually, if he's not going to have a relationship, he's not going to have one in the absence of sex. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Look, he's interested in her. To some degree, a small degree.
Yeah.
And maybe the only thing that it makes him interested in her is the outside shot of having sex one of these days.
So now he's got that.
But I'm saying, but your strategy can't be, let's go out on 600 dates and not have sex.
No, her strategy should have been, I want a relationship and I want to know this is going somewhere, then we'll have sex.
Right. In which case, she could have got him to go for it to have sex and then renege on that later.
Well, okay, at least
Drew's done it many times.
Could I still bring it up?
Passionate man.
Like the whole relationship thing?
And look, you have the right to bring up whatever you want. And whatever you need.
How do I put it to him without scaring him?
If he scares off, then he's not who you want to be with. He's not going to be with you.
Listen.
Women don't think about this right.
Listen, everybody. You don't have any power. Your power is basically to hope the other person likes you.
No, your power is knowing what you want and asking for that.
That's not power.
And if the other person is reciprocating, you're in. If they're not reciprocating, there's nothing you can do to change that.
Right.
Nothing.
All right. But it's semantics because I don't look at that as power. That's hoping the other person's going to see it your way. But that's all you can do.
Okay, then. Thank you.
So you've got to just speak up.
Aaron knows what the answer is. The guy's not interested.
I know.
He's a 27-year-old jerk.
Here's the thing about guys. Believe what they tell you. If they say, we are just doing XYZ, we're just hanging out.
But he, well.
What's his excuse?
And when you think, oh, he's sleeping with me, therefore he must feel more, he doesn't.
What is his excuse?
We've never really talked. I mean, he talks about, you know, he wants to get serious with someone, but he never, makes it for, he never tells me, okay, it'll be you, or.
All right.
We never talk about us. It's always just.
You have to ask for what you want and risk ending the relationship over it. I understand.
So you think maybe there's a possibility that he's just a 27-year-old horny guy who sees this, 19-year-old who's.
Possibility.
I think every 27-year-old would do that.
Yeah, that's more than a possibility. Yeah.
No.
It's 100 to 1.
Okay.
All right, but you step up and ask tell. You understand? Don't just keep going along.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
All right, good luck.
Look, everybody, it really does ruin you. Think of all the times you've tried to be with someone that didn't really want to be with you. And the effects that it's had on you, the negative effects. Why put yourself through it?
Yeah.
You're in a relationship. You can't ask for what you want. You're scared. You're going to scare the guy away.
It's not a relationship.
It's not a relationship.
Yeah.
And everybody, you're not going to, you'll never scare someone who wants to be there.
No.
See, that's the way. See, this is the mistake that people make, which is the guy is about to bite down on the lure, and I'm going to set the hook and gaff him on board, except for I sneezed, and he scooted to the other side of the lake. No.
Never.
He ain't. If he's going to bite, he's going to bite.
Yeah.
And you would have known it 2.5 months ago, by the way. And you know it, otherwise you would have said something. You're scared to hear what the truth is.
On the other hand, he's got his lure set. His is properly baited, and you've bitten.
That's right.
ABN.
Charles?
Yeah.
25.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, 3 months ago, I went to the doctor with a prostate exam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to find out I had an infection.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, basically, what can cause an infection in your prostate?
It's very common. Are you sexually active?
Yeah, but I'm married there, so.
All right, well, that's where it comes from.
Okay. And then, I mean, is there any way to get rid of the infection without taking prescription drugs?
Nope. Why wouldn't you want to have it treated?
I'm sorry?
Why wouldn't you want to have it treated?
Well, I do, but it's just I got this phobia of pills and stuff, so.
What's the phobia?
Pills?
Yeah, I can't swallow them.
Pills are great.
Well, then crush them up and put in applesauce.
I guess that'd work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What's up, pusso, with them pills?
I don't know.
You pansy!
You can't swallow a pill?
No.
That's something's wrong with you. What's up?
Ever since I was a kid, I would take Tylenol and I would almost choke on it, right? And ever since then, I've had a fear of swallowing pills.
All right, well,
that was when you were a kid.
Get over it.
Hey, you're 25 now.
I used to think the boogeyman lived under the bed. And I realized he lives in my grandma's house. That's why I don't go over there.
Hey, but Charles?
Yeah, just get over it.
Here's the other thing about prostatitis. If they actually told you had an infection, not just an inflammation, but most of the inflammations of the prostate are actually due, they think, to stress and can hot baths, elevate the pelvis, that kind of thing helps it too.
I'd like to make this announcement to all people who claim that they have a problem with something that's abnormal. Feel free just to get over it. Go ahead. Make it a point to get past that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't just go, I've got a phobia of pills, and that's it for the rest of my life. Say, look at it as hey, that's a problem. I should work on it. I don't know. Start with some Flintstones chewables or something and work your way up to an aspirin.
Yeah, or start with a little, coated baby aspirin or something.
I'm the opposite.
I know, you can't take enough pills.
I take a handful of...
Vicodin.
No, if I'm taking vitamins, I take them all at once.
Yeah, I know.
But the B and the E and the A and D, and I take the whole thing out of my hand, throw it in my mouth, then I take a cup of flour, and I put it in my mouth. That's what kind of man I am. I don't even wash it down with water. I use flour, sometimes sawdust.
To wash it down.
That's
right. Good time.
Just a big cup of flour.
There's an interesting article going to come out from the House Ear Institute about Vicodin and deafness. They're finding out that people use Vicodin chronically become deaf. And I've seen a case of this where they just get stone deaf. They actually have to get cochlear implants and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like Vicodin. Not my thing. I don't get anything out of Vicodin.
You pansy!
Told you I had that Vicodin.
It's
dilaudid. I tried it a few
times.
Right.
It's dilaudid. That's right.
What's dilaudid? What's in that? I need some of that.
No doubt.
That Vicodin was nothing.
Sorry.
People talk about that. I like to talk to the people who get hooked on that. Didn't do nothing. Not half. You know what that Vicodin was like for me? It was like when someone builds up a movie to you for too long,
right.
And you hear about what a great movie it is, and oh man, you got to see it, and then you go see it, and you're like, eh, this is all right.
Right.
Man.
Right. That's why I watch The Shining.
Yeah. All right. We're going to, you got to watch The Shining. We'll take a little break. Is that from The Shining? Yeah, it is. Ooh, Drew's never seen The Shining. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing out there? Oh, glad. Good? Good. Me too. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. We got a hell of a show planned for you. Drew, what's your plan?
To follow you.
All right. I got a hell of a show planned for you guys. How you doing? Great. Thanks for listening. I'm Adam. That's my partner over there, Dr. Drew. Oh, man. I kid him, but he's a fag. Hey, Kate?
Yeah?
You're 16.
No. Save Ace till later. We'll have a nice lightning
What's
round
up,
for you.
Baby? This is the lighter Ace.
Come on.
How you doing?
Any kind of Ace is nauseating.
How you doing? How can we help?
Okay, what's up?
Hi.
Hey. Go right ahead.
What?
Go.
Oh, okay. Well, when I menstruate, I get debilitating cramps and nausea.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't move, and ibuprofen doesn't help at all,
okay.
Or anything, actually.
All right. And what does your doctor say?
Actually, I don't go to a doctor. My mom won't take me.
How come?
Because we don't have medical insurance.
You go to a clinic.
A clinic, county hospital, university.
If I go, I have to pay and I don't have the money.
Well, then you have to just cramp up and die.
There are county facilities you don't have to pay at. All right, go to county or go to university hospitals. They're typically no pay.
Kate, I used to do that myself. I mean, my family didn't have insurance growing up, and I'd go to those goddamn county facilities. But the difference is you're in Colorado. I bet your county facilities are like a health spa compared to L.A. All right?
All right.
So go over there and take care of yourself, would you,
it
please?
It could be a lot of things. Could be endometriosis, ovarian cysts. Lots of stuff can do this, but it deserves treatment. You don't have to be debilitated.
What's up with your goofball mom?
I don't know.
Well,
ask her yourself.
She doesn't have insurance or anything, but she's got to learn to work the system just a little bit, doesn't she?
I mean,
do you guys have Medicare or anything like that?
No.
Medicaid.
Medicaid? What's Medicare? Older folks?
Yeah.
What do we have? Medicaid?
Medi-Cal you had.
Medi-Cal? We had food stamps, too.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. There's nothing more humiliating going shopping with food stamps and having them tell you what you can't get.
Oh.
Like they're like, you want to know what's humiliating? You're standing in line with your mom. She's giving the guy the food stamps. They're like, sorry, you can't buy cat food. But that's for grandma.
Oh.
Food stamps. Oh. Bill?
Hi.
You're 28.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm having problems with me and my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old is she?
She's 22.
All right.
And like the sex is like basically no more.
For how long?
Well, she's never been real sexual, but she says she wants to have it. But it's probably been about since the second year. I basically got to beg her to do it, and it's like she says she wants to do it, but she can't for some reason.
Is she on any medication?
No.
Does she have any trauma history or anything that would sort of...
She just found out recently that her mom was molested.
Mm.
And she's kind of wondering, like, if maybe subconsciously she's been told, like, you know, sex is bad.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know.
Or men are bad.
Yeah, and recently, like, because I like to, you know, like, go down and stuff.
Sure.
She won't let me. She said she doesn't like it right now.
Mm-hmm. It's the best day of your life.
And it's just like...
I keep a bottle of champagne under the bed just in case that news has ever sprung on me. Party time.
Yeah, but I like it. I don't know. I guess I'm weird, but I love it.
Good times.
And it's nothing's happening. And it's like we'll try. And
okay.
She,
yeah.
Says, no way.
How about she? Does she give you any oral sex?
No, that's not happening either. She wants to, but it doesn't happen.
No, she doesn't want to, but she's just no way.
Bitch!
Let me please explain something. Just like I yelled at that puss who announced that he was scared of pills and therefore as a 22-year-old male could not handle swallowing a pill. Get over it. Okay, you're a 22-year-old chick. Your mom filled you with a few bad ideas. You're freaked out about sex. You got a loving boyfriend who would love to be with you. Give the guy a BJ. Just get over it. Hey, you don't want to do it? Good. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do anything. Think of the percentage of stuff you do that you don't want to do in life. And don't even think about you, Drew. Think about your average dude. Hates his job. Hates doing about 3/4 of the crap he does. Just do it. I mean, I understand that sex is different, but you guys have been together for 3 years. What's wrong with her just doing it?
I wonder if she's on the pill or something else could be shutting her down.
Nah.
Did she take the pill?
No, we were, but then we got off that, and now... It's like we have kind of problems too. Like, she's smaller than I am, you know, down there, and it won't fit in. We try everything, and she also like pushes me out, but
yeah.
I can't get in there.
Mm.
It's like trying to get into a wall, and then we try foreplay, and it's like she just lays. She says, "Oh, he says, well, I don't know what to do,"
mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, trying everything, but
yeah. Well, there's issues. I mean, you have emotional, psychological, and physical hurdles to get over with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to any therapy?
We've tried, but every therapist she's tried so far sucks. They just
why?
Well, she tried to go to this one lady, and she yelled at her on the phone. And she's real sensitive. I mean, she's really nice and stuff. And you know, she already kind of feels weird about going to the therapist.
What
and
mean?
This like lady yelled at her, and then all the rest of them.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean yelled at her?
Oh, she told her like she was real impatient with her. She was just like, you need to come at this time, blah, 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 like that. Like she hadn't even gone to her yet, and she was already real cross with her. And I was like,
hold on a second.
Yeah, but she needs to talk to you, Adam, for a couple minutes. Let her feel what the real, real firm hand feels like.
Well, first off, you know, like when you talk to people and you go, yeah, I went to go to call this, see this therapist, and she said I was a fat bitch. And it's like,
yeah.
No, she didn't.
No,
yeah, yeah, she did.
No.
No, she said I was a fat whore. Call me a fat bitch whore. It's like, no therapist going to call you a fat bitch whore. Well, she wasn't nice. You start getting to it, and then you realize, look, the reason you dropped out is the reason you need to stay in.
That's right.
The reason you heard her yelling at you
is that was mom.
Right. You know, that's the reason you need to stay. Look, I've been to 5 therapists. They've never yelled at. No therapist. You're lucky if you get them to talk.
You know what I've seen?
You know they talk? Here's the most talking my therapist has ever done.
Mm-hmm.
When he's explained to me why I had to pay for missing a visit because I didn't give him 24 hours notice. That's the most talk I've ever got out of a therapist.
You know, I watched Castaways the other night on
I think it's just Castaway singular.
Whatever. And I realized Wilson, the volleyball.
Yes. That's a good therapist.
That's what all of our callers do to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's Wilson to them. They pour all their crap into nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how they see it.
Yeah. They originally wanted John Voight to play the part of Wilson.
I actually was up for that. Very funny.
You should get that Voight.
Yeah, I got the Voight part.
Yeah. Woo, there's going to be more of that coming. Well, look, I'm done with Bill. Bill?
Yeah.
Right, there's a couple things I got to say.
Okay.
She's got to get some therapy. She's got some issues.
Yeah.
Forget about this. He or she was mean to me. She has issues she needs to take care of. You, my friend, have to take care of some issues, too, with all this we stuff. We were on the pill. We were looking into therapy.
Yeah, that's
kind of stuff scares me, that we're on the pill.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
I heard him say that, too, and I thought, oh, boy.
Bill, I got a chill in my spine.
Yeah.
So Bill's a little too enmeshed. Yeah. She's got problems to take care of. And if it ain't going to work, hey, it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's too much trouble, it's too much trouble. You've been here for 3 years. She's 22. If it ain't working, it ain't working.
A little tough love.
Give her tough love. Absolutely. Camelia?
Yes.
You're 21.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I got a question.
Yeah.
I took the Depo Provera shot almost a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if it is normal to have hot flushes and really bad abdominal pain. And gaining a lot of weight, and I'm just eating the same I used to.
Hold on. Is this Rosanna Dana?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
What about it, Drew?
Well, the abdominal pain is not a normal side effect of the Depo-Provera. Are you swelling? You're getting fluid retention?
I don't know. It started aching like 2 days ago, and it doesn't go away.
Well, that certainly needs to be evaluated. I don't think it necessarily has anything to do with the pill. The hot flash, or the shot rather, the hot flash is good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, there are other things. People don't feel the same when they take that Depo for shots.
Camelia.
Yes.
Why the Depo?
What?
You know, statistically, the drop in the teen pregnancy rate in this country is directly attributable to the use of longer-term contraceptive measures like the shot.
But who got you on this Depo?
Just a friend of mine told me it was really good, that it worked, and I used to be on the pill.
And do you like this better, or is it just less hassle?
No, I don't like it, and I want it out of my body.
I'll suck it out. Come down here.
Okay.
How about the pill? You like that okay?
Yes.
All right, get back on that.
But I wanted to try it, but I guess it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have gotten a fair amount of complaints about that.
It's got a fair amount of side effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
All right, well, you just get back on that pill, all right?
But is it effective, though?
Oh, yeah. Depo, sure.
Okay.
Very effective.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Adios.
Charo.
Yeah. I like that Charo. I used to see her on Love Boat. That's back when a crazy Latin chick could still make a good living on television.
Saying coochie coochie.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. Charo. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing about Charo. She could play that flamenco guitar pretty well, though.
That's true.
She was actually very good at it.
I was going to say, you'd see that once every 3 years.
Right, she pulled that guitar out. You guys remember Charo? No.
They weren't born
Nobody
yet.
Nobody knows Charo. Yeah. Poor Charo. Charo is actually on, I see her on like a Wix furniture commercial or something now. I've seen her on TV. She's making a little comeback. You guys don't know Charo, huh? No?
What you missed. She sounds just like Camilla.
Yeah. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back.
Love
Love Line, Fast Grown Outlaw Radio, North America. Woo! That's radio, everybody. Yeah. All right, let's, Drew, why don't you bang in your microphone or something so we can get back on track here.
I'm back.
It's Love Line. That's Drew. I'm Adam.
You've been a little tossed out, thrown off by our staff here.
Jay Moore in tomorrow night. You guys have heard of him, right? Yeah, that's right. Drew and I are older than most of the folks in this building. So what we like to do is go over a list of celebrities that we know well that no one else in the building has heard of and then freak out each time they don't know who it is. We've gotten a no to Alex Karras and Merlin Olsen.
Lauren Green. No, I mean, like, no idea. Not even a... Lauren Green. I don't know what... She was a psychiatrist. She did late night TV.
That was a chick. All right, Anderson, I'm going to give you one last chance for redemption on what I think is a very easy one.
But we're even giving you sports figures that crossed over.
Let me give you... This is a very straight one. Bob Crane.
Hey, no idea. And if I don't know... I don't know who Bob Crane is. And if I don't know our callers...
Bob Crane, you should know because not only was he Hogan of Hogan's Heroes, but he died in like a sex scandal. He was murdered by like some partner he was filming naked chicks with. And, you know...
If they made a movie about it, I would have watched it.
Well, there's like E! True Hollywood stories about it. No Bob Crane.
Tara's in here saying, Hulk Hogan?
Oh, my God. All right.
F Troop.
Let's go.
No idea. And you know what? Our listeners are even more confused than me.
No, they can't be. And listen, Anderson, you're not like one of our 14-year-old Stone listeners. You're like 28-year-old Stone listener, right?
I'm not really a listener.
Oh, thank you.
How old are you, Anderson? Seriously. You're
ageless.
I'm in between 20 and 100.
Yeah. It'd be 22.
Yeah. All right. Christy?
Yeah.
Bob Crane? Do you know who Bob Crane is?
Bob Crane? No, I don't.
What's the guy who was in After Wars?
I don't. Larry Storch.
No. Yeah.
You're Forrest.
The other one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you who it is. You're thinking of Forrest Tucker. Christy? What's up? You're 20.
Okay, I'm 20 years old, and I've been on the depot shop since I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really scared of STDs, and I have a problem with when I go out with guys, I ask them to take an HIV test. I get tested every 6 months.
Just when you date guys?
Yeah.
Are you expecting to sleep with every guy you date, or?
No. It's just like, if I'm really into him, I'll ask him to take an HIV test.
Do you require a blood test, or do you let them get a cheek smear?
An HIV test.
Yeah,
it's a blood test.
You require the blood test.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And sometimes
do you make them show you the results, the paperwork?
Oh, yeah. Because guys will lie about it, or anybody will lie about it.
Sure.
No, they wouldn't.
But they say, I did it.
Oh, they do that, yeah.
I mean, a majority of people would lie about it.
Because it's a hassle.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's a hassle. So the guys don't like to do that. Hey, you're doing them a favor.
Listen, if you think the majority of guys that you're interested in would lie about taking the AIDS test, you've got a really bad antenna on your head.
So you think it's bad for me to ask them that straight up?
No, I don't think it's bad. I think there's something wrong with you that you're so worried about it.
I appreciate life a lot more than most people do.
No.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
Every guy she dates runs
right
out.
That's right. Yeah, the jury is still out on whether we live or die. You know, where I'm sort of lukewarm on living, but you embrace life so much that you need to be paranoid.
I am. I'm very paranoid. But
don't hand me that crap about how much you love life. If you loved the life, you'd be living it.
I am living it.
Instead of asking for test results.
But each guy runs right out and gets it.
Because I scared one person away by doing that, and he's just like, you know, forget it.
Are you good looking?
I model. I used to model.
Yeah.
I believe I'm not saying I'm gorgeous, but I'm about 5'4 and about 115 pounds, and I'm brunette.
You're fat.
I'm not fat.
No. True, she's not fat. Please. Uh-uh. How dare you bring that up? Well, listen, you must be good looking, otherwise guys would be telling you to F right off. So, you love life.
Well, he just wanted a booty call, and at the time I didn't want one. So I had one booty call in my life, and I made him go for an HIV test too.
Okay, that's good.
Do
they have an all night? Do you work with a special doctor? Do you have a guy on call?
No.
No, you don't have your own doctor.
Well, I do have my own doctor, but she's not on call.
You don't send them to a special place.
Do you have other?
Oh, yes, I do. I send them all to her.
Do you have other sort of health, physical preoccupations?
No, she just loves life.
Yeah.
Love life.
So do you have other concerns, fixations on your health and all?
Any what?
Any other sort of preoccupations about your health?
About my health? Yeah. No, my weight fluctuates.
Eating, little eating disorder?
Do you have an eating disorder?
Yeah, I don't eat as much. The depo makes me eat.
Do you have an eating disorder?
I don't know if it would be considered a disorder. I lost 8 pounds in 3 months, and then I gained it all back in 1 month, and then it fluctuates.
Anybody ever suggested you have an eating disorder?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you have any other health concerns?
No, that's about it.
Right.
You ever throw up after you eat?
Oh, God, no. No, I never do that in my life unless I drank too much one time. So, other than that, no.
All right, baby. All right. What do you want to do for a living?
Right now I'm going to the police academy. And I want to become a full-time police officer.
Oh, God, are you going to be a pain in the ass as a cop? Oh, my God.
You're a lesbian.
I mean, the worst day ever.
I'm not a lesbian.
Christy pulling you over with that goddamn... You know how fat... You know why I pulled you over?
I love life.
I love life, so I want to ruin people's lives.
I'm not ruining their lives. You think about it. When I pull somebody over, give them a ticket, I'm actually helping them.
Yeah, you are. You're helping them not get to work.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you should have left 15 minutes ahead of time.
You know why I pulled you over?
Ahead of time. I like that.
You know why I pulled you over?
Yeah, I look sexy in a uniform, so it's all good.
All right, baby. You better be good looking because I know you're a pain in the ass. I'd enjoy yourself.
So you guys...
I don't know. Listen, I think...
So you think that's wrong then?
No, not wrong.
Yes,
no.
I do.
No, it's fine.
Yes.
If I didn't mind condoms, I wouldn't go through an HIV test.
You would?
No. I'm
saying if you are carrying on responsible relations with people who are not in any kind of high-risk area, who you know...
Oh, I date pretty preppy people. I mean, they're pretty clean, and I look at their history. If they did more than 10,000 in their whole life, then it's like screw you.
How many partners?
I look at their history. If there's some guy is a big old player, or not so much a player, but if he's dated a lot of gals in his past, then I won't even give him the time of day.
Listen, you know what drives me nuts, and maybe it's just because I've been on the losing end of this, but those chicks who go, listen, I'll tell a guy, hey, you got to, or else it's bye bye, toodaloo. Thanks, but no thanks.
Wish you could do that.
She's just a pain in the ass.
This
is why, remember we talked about being a 20-year-old guy and dating a 20-year-old girl?
Yeah.
This is why you're screwed. Look, you really think it's a good... I think it's a nice, responsible notion, yeah. But I think her motivation is bad.
Oh, we didn't talk about her motivation.
I think she's a little nutty.
A little what?
Little nutty.
So I don't think that's good, then.
I think you're a little nutty. I think you're
not... How can I go about it without being so paranoid? I mean,
here's what I think.
Get a boyfriend.
I think you need to trust. I think you need to trust and understand people and trust your own instincts.
Anybody.
That's what's going on. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, so what happened to you?
Why are you so untrusting?
I just don't trust anybody. I mean, I had long relationships, and they end up.
No. We understand you don't, but why?
Men cheat more.
Your dad cheated.
Yeah. No, he's actually never cheated. My mom has a lot.
Okay, there you go.
Ooh, even more screwy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I never cheated on a person my whole life.
No,
you but you were around that, though, that chaos.
Now it's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, it won't happen. So, but I mean...
Well, no, it's not, listen.
Cheated on me. I mean, one last guy I was dating, he was doing his ex-wife, and he was dating me at the same time, and that's how you catch AIDS, you know what I'm saying?
No, it isn't, but listen... Here's how you catch AIDS. You sleep with a gay guy, or you sleep with a HIV, I mean, an intravenous drug user. That's how you get AIDS.
But, I guess...
Contrary to all the popular crap that gets forced up our ass about everyone having an equal chance to get it, gays and intravenous drug users, these are the people that have AIDS. And you go to Africa and you can find it, too. But most of your straight guys who are 20, not going to have AIDS. Okay, who aren't drug, who aren't shooting heroin.
What statistics say?
What's that?
This is what statistics say.
Yeah, that's what they say overwhelmingly. It's not the popular, it's not what you can talk about or not what they talk about, but that's the overwhelming statistic.
Huh.
All right, so listen, Christy, your mom's crazy. Your mom cheated on your dad multiple times, and now you're freaked out and can't trust anybody. That's your big issue. Forget about the AIDS test. Thank you. Oh, boy. What must it be like just to date everyone? Like, you can't be trusted. You can't be trusted. I don't know him. You don't know him? Don't sleep with him if you don't trust him. You don't know him.
I think what she thinks about herself, though, because she's eventually going to find a nice guy, and then the cheating will start.
Oh, man, did she have some energy. Oh, God, is she going to make a horrible cop? You know why I pulled you over, don't you? Because you can't be trusted. Now, I'm going to give you the ticket for rolling through the red, and then I'm going to give you another ticket for the next time you do something wrong, and I'm not around. I'm a bitch. Robert?
Yeah.
Listen, all you cops, and we do have cops who listen to this show, please stop pulling people over. Just relax. Go find the closest ATM, park your car in front of it, and wait for someone to get jacked in front of it. But don't worry about the guy rolling through, making the rolling right. Okay? On the red? Thank you. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like the only time I seem to have any luck with girls is when I've been drinking.
What do you mean, any luck?
You know, like, past talking, you know, like, making out or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, that's your angle, buddy. You got to work it.
Yeah, but I mean...
You got to start carrying a flask.
I mean, like, it works sometimes, but, like, a lot of girls get turned off by that, you know?
Sure. Well, did you ever consider that you might have a social phobia?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, what does that mean?
It means you have trouble functioning socially. We don't have that book here anymore, but there are specific diagnostic criteria that basically when your anxiety makes it difficult for you to function effectively, you're aware of it and it bothers you. That's social phobia.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, and there are actually medications to help with that.
Well, now, wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. The guy's 18. He's having a little trouble with the chicks. Most guys are a little skittish at 18 around the ladies. You don't have your sea legs, you know what I mean, at 18?
Yeah.
Most guys do a little better if they pound a few Mickey's Big Mouth in the parking lot before they head into the party.
Right.
Okay. That's just, you got to work it through.
Mm-hmm.
Just start, you know, just have two beers next time you talk to a chick.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all it really takes, but, I mean, I'd like to work away from that.
All right. Well, next time you go to a party, see if you can get stoned instead.
No, I don't really like doing that.
Oh, I see. Well, I tried. I tried to point the kid in the right direction, Drew, but he wouldn't listen.
Paxil's been suggested for social phobia.
But hold on, Drew. Do you really?
Then of course he can't have an orgasm. But
you really? He's 18. He's a little awkward with the ladies. Do you really think he needs anything at this point? I mean, you know, call us back when you're 22 and still unable to talk to chicks sober or without a beer in you.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm like a big fan of The Man Show.
Mm-hmm.
But lately this season, like, I don't think they've been as good. Do you guys got to, like, get new writers or something?
No, we never had good writers on that show. Thank you, though.
All right.
What do you have anything particular you'd like to talk about?
I don't know. There's, like, it seems to be a lot more, like, masturbation things.
Yeah.
And you and Jimmy naked all the time.
Oh.
It didn't seem like there was that much of it in the first couple seasons. But.
Well, you haven't seen anything yet because we got Jockstrap Divas coming up this week. There's going to be some nudity there.
And I'm shocked. Did you get Adam and Jimmy together as a bunch of masturbation humor? Shocking.
I know. I mean, it's good, like, maybe like one or two a season, but, you know, when you devote a whole show to it, it kind of gets old.
Did we devote a whole show to masturbation this year?
Probably. I think I saw one of them that was like that. And that thing that, that 10-minute thing you did about sticking your ass on a guy's face. I mean, that got old after about a minute.
What?
Yokozuna.
Oh, no. That was classic. That was Jimmy's cousin, Sal. Hey, hold on a second. Hey, Robert?
Yeah?
You know, you need to come over here and give me a BJ. Could you do that? Jackass. That Yokozuna was classic. That's Jimmy's cousin, Sal, jumping on a guy who's asleep at a football game. Pulled his pants down, jumped right on his head. Yeah. Classic television. And all caught on videotape, too.
Guy best show on television, The Man Show.
Thank you. Guy chipped his tooth.
Have you gotten Jesse Ventura to come on the show yet?
No. Jesse's people won't...
won't give him a message?
No. I mean, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, there's this girl in my school, and whenever I ask her out, she, like, keeps thinking I'm playing around with her. She, like, laughs, says, oh, yeah, whatever. And I know she likes me because, like, some of her friends tell me she does.
Yeah, Steve, I don't know. If she sort of laughs off your overtures, sometimes...
Well, not really laugh, just, like don't really believe me.
Mm. Give me an example. What do you say to her?
Like, hey, you got off me? I'm like, she, like, just says, I don't know. She's just, like, smiles and doesn't say anything. I don't know. It's just like weird. She don't really believe me.
Why don't you make one last attempt where you, one last attempt where you specify what it is you're going to do, when you're going to get her, what time, where you pick her up, all the details. And if she blows it off, it's not because she thinks it's funny. It's because she doesn't want to do it.
Oh.
All right?
Like her friends told me she likes
Well.
It's like...
Yeah. Why would she... You think she's nervous, Steve?
It could be. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. She might be.
How old is she?
14.
And you keep asking around, she just keeps laughing it off.
Well, I asked her about, like, 2 times.
And what if you say, no, seriously, I'd like to take you out?
Yeah, and she, like, says, oh, yeah, whatever. Like she just, like, doesn't really believe me.
Well, she ain't into you, Steve.
That's it could be. I mean, she may not have skills either.
I don't know.
I suspect it's what you're saying.
I don't think she's into you, Steve. Don't you think she'd, you know, ask when you were going to go out if she wanted to go out with you?
I don't know. She's like, I asked her out.
Yeah, we get that part. That we are crystal clear on. It's the part about her not going out with you. That's the part we're discussing.
This is what you need to learn to sort of read in women, which is they'll let you know if they're interested.
Well, here's what women will do. They will let you know in a sort of bottom line way.
Yeah.
Which is you're either going out or you ain't.
Well, but yes, there's that, but they'll also sort of give you a top line steering, which is, well, I'm not into going out. I'm not available. My mom won't let me go out. Whatever it is, they'll make some excuse. As opposed to making excuses to go out if they're into it.
I have no idea what you're saying.
They'll make excuses not to go out.
Yes.
If they're not into it. They'll make excuses to get you to, you know, they'll start leading you towards asking them out if they're
yes.
into it.
They will never, ever say, no, I do not want to go out with you ever.
Ever.
They'll just laugh it off or they'll say, not this week, ask again next week. Or they'll do something, but the bottom line is you'll not go out with them.
Right.
And if that's what's happening to poor Steve, then she ain't interested. But he can try one more time. Travis?
Yeah.
It's Drew's pager. You're 18. What's
unacceptable.
Up?
Yeah, whenever, like, I'm with my girlfriend in public and we're, like, holding hands or whatever,
mm-hmm.
she, like, all and I try to kiss her and she gets all, like, weird about it. Like, she doesn't want to kiss in public.
All right.
So I was, like, wondering if, like, I should just, like, talk to her about it or...
Why do you want to kiss in public? You're a guy. You shouldn't want to even hold hands.
Well, I don't know. I'm walking around and, like, I just like to kiss her once in a while.
What's
and
up with those dudes?
You talking about just a peck on the cheek or really make out in front of everybody?
Not make out in front of everybody. Just, like, a peck on the cheek, on the lips or something.
Light finger bang.
How long have you guys been going out?
For about 2 months.
And your boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yeah.
Have you slept with her?
No.
Is that her in the background?
No, it was my friend Ryan laughing at you saying finger bing.
Uh-huh. And are you sure she's your girlfriend? You haven't slept with her?
Well, we haven't, like, slept together, but, like, we've mm-hmm. done stuff like that.
She's 18?
No, she's 17.
17. Why haven't you slept together?
She's kind of new to that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, maybe she's just a little shy. In general. I mean, is she a little demure or timid in general?
Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of person she is.
Yeah.
That's so, okay.
Is there any, like, I can't change her or anything
no,
like that?
No, that's just her. That's her comfort zone. Let her be.
Okay.
I mean, look, you can get her to trust you, you know what I mean? And you know, get deeper into the relationship. But if she's a sort of a shy person, that's not going to change that much. You just got to get over it.
Yeah.
I mean, does she pretend like she doesn't know you when you're at the mall?
Like, we'll be walking around through the mall holding hands and all, but...
All right.
She's like...
That's enough.
I don't know. She gets weird about it.
All right. Hold on. Let me talk to Drew.
There's a possibility that she maybe doesn't want to be seen as having a boyfriend.
I am getting...
Yeah.
The vibe from Travis that if he felt totally secure with her
right.
and that she was deeply and madly in love with
why
him and attracted
care?
To
yeah,
him,
why would he care?
That it'd be all right if
right.
she didn't kiss him in public just
that's
as long
right.
as the passion was there when they got home.
That's right.
But this is like a metaphor for what's that she ain't that into him,
that's,
not only at the mall,
right.
but she may not be that into him when they're home either.
Yeah, right.
And I think he feels like he's on shaky ground.
Yep.
Maybe I'm just transferring that or something. Travis?
Yeah.
Do you kind of feel like maybe she's not as into you as you are into her?
No, she is, because I'll be, like, standing. When we get off work, we kind of work together. Well,
no,
I quit.
She is.
She'll run up to me and, like, hug me and stuff and, like, give me a few kisses, but then...
Has she ever said... All right. Has she ever said she loved you?
No. She never actually said, I love you.
3 months?
2 months.
2 months? 2 months, 17 years old? Yeah. And what's the furthest you've gotten with her?
Finger bang.
I knew that finger bang was going to rear its ugly head at some point. Yeah. And does she call you a lot?
Yeah.
Does she ask to see you a lot?
Yeah, we always hang out at the mall.
Or does she ask to spend, she's going to have time with her friends and don't give me pressure, those sorts of things?
She's, like, totally cool around her friends. Like, we'll be kissing or whatever. But, like, whenever we're out in public with other people, like, she doesn't know. She's
all
like,
right.
Oh.
All right. Well, listen. Travis, she's shy. And good, because that means half the student, the senior class hasn't nailed her yet. So enjoy that. And enjoy that not making out at the mall crap.
Yeah.
It's the worst part of a relationship. You should loathe that as an 18-year-old guy. You should be humiliated. Okay. And what's he doing at the mall? Why is he spending so much time at the mall? Travis.
I work at the mall.
You should climb in through a hatch in the roof and then escape via helicopter. You should not be seen strolling around the mall. Do you understand?
Yeah.
What do you do at that mall?
I work at a Hot Topic store there.
Ooh, Hot Topics. I don't know. What is that?
I don't know.
It's like a store that sells like all the alternative clothes and weird gothic stuff.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
I knew what that was.
All right. All right.
We all knew what that was.
The room knew what Hot Topics was.
It's Hot Topic, buddy.
Hot Topic. I thought that was like some kind of frozen, pizza that came in a pouch or something. What the F that was at Hot Topic?
Hot Pocket?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. I thought it was a food place. All right, we'll be back.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Hey, buddy, Loveline. Drew's standing next to me on the phone talking to the hospital. All I know is he said, he's explaining to someone over there what was on someone's IV bag when he left yesterday. And, well, let's listen in. Oh, okay. That's it?
Thanks.
That's it, Drew? All right. Well, that wasn't exciting radio. I was going to listen in to your call to the hospital. Who are you talking to over there, a nurse?
Yep.
Telling her what to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did it sound like it?
Yeah. Some old person lying in bed with a drip bag in their arm?
Yeah, not so old either.
Really? Mm. Oh, that's bad. What they got?
Kidney stones.
No, bad times. Mm. How old are they?
50s.
Bad times. Aaron?
Yes, hello.
Hey, you're 17.
Yeah. I was just calling to make a comment about the woman who called earlier who got an AIDS test every 6 months. You guys were really ragging on her.
That's right.
But every AIDS workshop, anything like that I've ever been to, and I've done a lot of volunteer work in the AIDS community, has always said, if you're sexually active, get tested every 6 months, because you can't always completely trust your partner.
Right.
And I just wanted to know why you guys were ragging on her so much.
Because it sounded like she had a problem and that wasn't it.
That sort of had bothered me that... Because that seemed a little bit like it was misinformation.
Well, no, it was just maybe irresponsible information. But I would argue that what is given out by the AIDS people is misinformation. That's misinformation. The everyone has an equal chance and everyone should get tested and this is an equal opportunity disease and all that nonsense. That's misinformation. They don't give you the clear statistics on who's really at risk here. And in that person we were talking to did not fall into the risk category at all.
Well, if she was female between the ages of 14 and 25, so that's the highest risk category.
No, that's not the highest risk category. I don't know where you got that at. That is the group that has the highest rate of increase from very, very tiny to small. And that's where that risk group comes in. And it's women of color that particularly have the rapid rate of increase But the problem, Aaron, here is that what's happening right now, there's a backlash against AIDS protective behaviors because of exactly what Adam's talking about. Mm-hmm. Whenever you take young people and you overstate your case and it doesn't fit with their perception of reality, they'll start rejecting everything you say.
Well, you know, it's funny. The people who are now overstating the AIDS case were the same ones that were arguing against the marijuana case that was made in the 60s and the 50s, which was, you know, the government and the man essentially said, this is a psychotic, hallucinogenic drug that'll drive you insane. And then everyone realized, nah, it's not really that bad. And then they rebelled against it and smoked a lot of weed.
And won't listen to anything. Yeah, and that's what's happening right now with AIDS behavior. Picking the gay communities, they're blowing off their responsibilities because they believe that the risks aren't as great as they're being told, and they're sort of blowing off. They're not trusting the people that are there to give them the information.
Okay.
And the highest risk categories, Aaron, are still homosexual males and IV drug users. Okay. You didn't know that?
No, I did. But women are
rapidly increasing population.
Also group at risk.
No.
Women of at risk in addition.
Women of color are a rapidly increasing group, and they should be very aware of this. They should be very aware of it.
I think that's what I was trying to say. It just didn't come out right.
Okay. Right, but no, they're rapidly increasing from nothing to almost nothing. That's what we're saying. But look, this person we were talking about, here's the deal, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying people shouldn't get tested for AIDS. Everyone go out and get tested for AIDS. This woman was making a career out of it and sort of obsessing over it in an unnatural way.
And then refusing to use condoms when the rubber hit the road, so to speak.
Right. And to get back to the car analogy, as I always end up doing at least five times this show, is I'm telling people to put on their seatbelt and obey the traffic laws. But if someone calls in and says, I want to wear a crash helmet while I'm driving, I'm going to tell them, look, you're paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can say, well, this person's being safe. Why don't you just agree with them?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't argue with you. Yeah, it's safer to wear a helmet when you drive, but you still got to wonder about the person who wants to do that. You think there's a problem.
Yeah.
What I thought with her.
I just wanted some clarification.
All right, baby.
I love your show.
Thank
anyway,
you.
So
AIDS is bad.
Yes.
Okay. And everyone get tested.
That's right.
Thank you.
But, you know, it's going to be a hard line to walk going forward, is try to figure out how to give people accurate information without using scare tactics, not overstating, yet clearly stating, you know what I'm saying? That it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Because there's a backlash going on right now.
Well, just remember, everybody, whenever you hear any kind of numbers on fastest growing population or any of that nonsense as it pertains to AIDS or secondhand smoke or whatever it is, believe me, they can spin it any way they want to spin it. There are 50,000 people die every year of secondhand smoke, except for it's 50 people who die every year from secondhand smoke. But if you want to spin something and you have an agenda and you want to scare people, then that's what you do. Mitch?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
I heard earlier in the night earlier this evening that you wanted to talk to somebody that was addicted to Vicodin.
No.
Sorry about it.
I didn't say that.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you said it. No. I was talking about the fact that there's a new study coming out that shows Vicodin causes hearing loss.
Right.
I just made that
And
comment.
Adam said he didn't understand why people like it, and I'd like to talk to people who like it.
Adam was talking. I wasn't listening for it.
Right. And I didn't. I mean, I would like to meet the man who fill in the blank. I didn't mean I actually wanted to talk to him.
All right, so Mitch, tell Adam what's Vicodin. Tell him Adam what's so great about Vicodin.
Oh, man, this stuff is like, it trips you out hardcore. Well, it's not like it's a hallucinogen, more like it relaxes your body totally. I mean, I have some issues where I get really tense in front of big groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
Not antisocial, because this just barely started when I started school again. So I took this pill the last Thursday. That wasn't just the first time that I've taken it. I've been taking it since May.
Well, Mitch, people that for whom Vicodin makes everything okay, right? All of a sudden, when you take Vicodin, everything's great, isn't it?
Well, it's not really that. It's great. It's that I'm mellowed out and I can take care of things. I don't have to worry myself.
All right. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Yeah.
He has to say it, not you.
Yeah, I understand that. It means that you're carrying around a lot of stuff all day long, a lot of very heavy feelings that you don't manage well. And the Vicodin anesthetizes that and makes it all okay, removes that pain. And the fact is, that is the triggering sort of phenomenon in addiction.
Okay, now see, I had this problem. Well, I, last year, my senior year, I had no problem speaking in front of people, like big groups of people. I mean, I got into arguments with our principal in front of the whole senior class. But now in front of my introduction to administration of justice class, I have problems just speaking in front of 40 people. I mean, I choke up, I sweat, I get all the nervous reactions that I see everybody else have.
Well, you can talk to your doctor about getting something called Inderol. It's good for stage fright, but taking Vicodin is not the way to deal with stage fright.
Do you take that Inderol as you an hour before you walk out?
20 minutes.
20 minutes before you walk out on stage?
Yeah.
And how long does it keep you good for?
A couple hours.
Man, why don't you get me some of that stuff?
You have stage fright?
No, but, you know.
You get any more mellow before you go out there, you just crash out right there and sleep and don't even bother going out.
What does the Inderol do?
It blocks the accelerated heart rate and the sweating and the rapid breathing, those sorts of the adrenaline kinds of responses.
Would it be good for if you were scared of flying?
Yeah.
And
see, it doesn't block the emotional experience. It blocks the body experience,
right.
The somatic experience.
If you were scared, let's say nervous on a first date.
Yeah, which is part of what makes that
job
also,
interview.
Yeah. All the physical responses will be blocked.
So if you wouldn't have the big sweat stains under your arms or your hand might not be shaking. Like,
correct.
You know, sometimes if you have to read something in front of a large auditorium, you're holding the paper and you notice the thing is shaking.
Yeah, and then you're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
And it's weird, too, because sometimes you don't really feel nervous.
Yeah.
You're just holding like a 3x5 card and you notice that like a wind blowing in the place. You have some kind of palsy.
Ugh.
The hell is that? Hey, why don't you give me some of that, Drew?
Mineral? For what?
I don't know. I'm always looking for an edge.
Why don't I just give you an Ambien before you go out there? You can actually just sleep.
You think I'd still get paid if I just slept?
Mm-hmm.
Anna?
Man, I just carry you on that show. You're going to find out.
Drew carries me up on stage. Literally carries me to the stage. Go ahead, Anna. You're 16.
Hi, yeah. I've slept with 4 guys in the past, but, like, recently 2, and the second guy was, like, his penis was really big, and then the third guy, he was, like, really small, and he didn't come, but I'm not sure if it's because I'm loose or because he was nervous, or I'm not sure.
So you
think... I know he was stressed at the time, I know that.
What do you mean loose? What does that mean?
Well, because her hypothesis is that the guy with the large penis stretched her out, and then the guy with the small penis came second.
What do you figure is going to happen after you have a baby, Anna? That your husband will not have any sensation at all when you're having sex?
No. Okay. No. I didn't.
Your vagina doesn't stretch out.
Oh.
Well, it does. It just snaps back.
Yeah. Immediately.
Oh.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then maybe it doesn't feel that way because they're, like, really small.
Well, from a sensation standpoint, I could imagine if the guy before had a very large penis and then the next guy had a very small penis, you could probably tell the difference. But I don't think he would know the difference. It wouldn't be like the guy, there was a big penis here before me. See what I'm saying?
Okay, uh-huh.
Somebody's been sleeping in my bed.
That's what I was thinking about. Who's been sleeping in my vagina?
Okay.
My vagina's half eaten. All right, hey, Anna?
Yeah.
So what's up with all this guys and the different penis sizes?
Oh, no. Well, nothing. Like...
All right.
No, nothing.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
4 guys in a year?
What about...
Don't you get a little sort of a...
Don't you want a boyfriend from one of these guys?
No. Well, see, the first guy was with him for 1 year and 8 months, and the second guy was with him for 1 year and, like, 9 months.
You started all this when you were 13?
Yeah.
Right. Well, now we're even more disturbed.
I lost my virginity when I was 14, though.
All right.
So, yeah, I was with the first guy for, like, a year before.
Right.
And, and also, all these guys are virgins. So could that be why, like, the last one...
Why they're so disappointing?
Possibly.
What? She doesn't want to commit to a negative answer, but that's why the guys didn't perform very well in bed?
No, it's why they didn't get off. I don't know. That's my main concern. It's not me. I'm fine. I don't care.
God,
like, I do, but it's not me.
You have an older sister?
Yeah.
I mean...
She's a lesbian, before we go into that.
Oh. Do you have a medium sister that's
between
you and the lesbian?
Uh-uh.
No. I see. How old is your lesbian sister?
20.
Uh-huh. What do you think? What turned her lesbian?
Well, she's not fully lesbian, but she's just been with a girl for like 5 years, so.
What's going on at home?
Nothing.
Where's Daddy?
He's here. He's sleeping.
He's sleeping it off? He's passed out?
No.
Does he drink?
No.
Where's my bourbon?
What's he do, fireman?
No, he owns his own repair shop.
Aha!
What?
What's he repair?
Cars.
No, work around metal all day long. And Mama, is everyone good to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone loves you?
Uh-huh, we work together, my mom and I, so.
Where do you work?
Telemarketing.
Ooh, bad times. Bad times. What do you do, from home?
No.
What are you selling?
Memberships.
To what?
For environmental stuff.
I see.
Like Greenpeace and all that.
Ah, all right. So you basically bug people all day long.
Oh, yeah. And no, but I actually am getting a new job.
Good times.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, you take care of yourself. And worry about what you get out of sex. Don't just worry about the guys. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Thanks.
You have needs. It's all right.
Okay.
They can meet those needs.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, don't get pregnant.
Of course not.
All right, take care. Good times. Get an AIDS test. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love Line. Woo! You know, I was just thinking about this show, and I notice I have the same feeling every night. I look at the clock at about 10:45, and I go, holy Christ, are we ever getting out of here? And then I look at the clock, and it's 11:45, and I go, wow, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Clock in the morning.
Hey, Beth.
Hello.
Who are you talking to over there?
Myself. I talk to myself a lot.
You're really? Yelling about it being 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. I'm sick of being up late. Mama says I was fun.
You were what?
That's all I can say about that. Am I confusing you already?
Mama said you were what?
Spawned.
Oh, I see. You weren't born. You were spawned.
Yeah, hell no. I
guess overweight.
True.
Devil
place.
Seed for Ooh. Me.
Okay. You're care. Calling from Ventura, though, right?
Yes, Ventura County. Uh-huh.
So it's 11:45 where you are, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, quick question. Well, wait. Before I get to the question, you had a guy on earlier that was talking about, you know, being with a girl for 2 years. I guess he was like 18, or 2 months, excuse me. He was about 18, she was 17 or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't slept together yet.
Right.
And you were kind of like, you know, well, why the heck haven't you slept with her? I don't really think that's a big deal, you know?
I don't...
Let him take it slow, let him ride it easy.
No, I agree with you.
I'm all right.
You don't have to worry about it. They're young.
Shut up.
Just like me.
Quiet.
Shut up.
Yes.
Just like a man.
Listen, what happened to her?
Anderson took care of
her. Oh, thanks. Anderson, you don't have to pot her down. Here's what I was saying to that guy. I wasn't so sure that she was that into him.
Right, that was
yeah,
the question.
Yeah, I got that. You know, that was pretty easy to grasp. But just for the people out there listening, it's no big deal to kind of take it slow if you like.
Hey, you Beth?
Know what I mean? Yeah.
But you understand the part where I just told you I'm all right with taking it slow. It's just
yeah.
In his case, it didn't seem... I was worried that she wasn't into it.
Might not have been into the relationship.
That's
as much
what
as
I was
would.
And so that's why I was asking. Not, he wasn't urging them to have slept together. He was asking what's
yeah.
preventing you from going ahead with what guys usually force on women.
That's right.
Alrighty. So my question was, I'm sure you get a lot of people calling in. I don't know if you. This is like my second time I've ever listened to your show anyway, so I don't know what the heck you people talk about. But I met a guy on.
All right. Hold on a second. Is it just me tonight or is everyone annoying?
No, they're not annoying. They're openly hostile.
Is that hostile?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why is that hostile? Just because it feels hostile? It's not hostile if you read the transcript.
If you were talking to someone and your opening volley with them was, I don't know what you people talk about, but...
yeah. Yeah.
Come on. It puts an adversarial spin on it before you even start the conversation.
Well, the other thing I noticed, too, is people bringing up other calls, and then when I talk about it, they're like, are you done? I got a question.
Or Adam, love the man show. This year it sucks.
All right. Well, Beth's just nutty enough to intrigue me, so go ahead and ask your question, please.
All right. So online, have you guys ever had anybody call in about online relationships?
Yes.
Okay, input. I'm 21. We got a guy at 29 in Texas. I'm in California, obviously. And I was just kind of interested about maybe some of the things that people have talked to you guys about, you know.
Yes, they're disasters. Almost without exception.
Well, we don't hear about the ones that work out. Are you a big gal, Beth?
Am I a big gal? No. Nah.
Let's get some dimensions.
But you know I rock.
Let's get some dimensions on you.
Why is everybody asking you about dimensions?
Hi.
You're gonna say, you're all men. The lot of you.
Hi.
That's all you care about.
You're fat.
Hi. True, please. I'm trying to get that.
Okay, let's say. I'm about 5'5". 140, I'd say.
All right. 140, 5'5". Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Let me do the radio math here.
Damn it.
And, you know, she just added 10 pounds with the, I'd say, after the 140. So, at about 5'5", that she just shaved 3 inches off. That's let me do, hold on, let me work the math out here. 5'5", 140, radio math. She's coming in at 5'3 and 8, 161.
But I'm real fat.
No, no.
Radio.
All right, so why can't you meet guys in your hometown?
Oh, I do.
All right. But you, you like this guy.
I'm just talking about the whole dating thing, you know?
What does that mean? Why?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I've been, you know, I'm a single mom.
Ooh.
And after that, I just kind of figured, you know what?
Dating thing, and yet you are going to meet a guy online, and then...
Well, you know, I didn't say I was going to meet him. That was all on you guys.
How did you meet him? How did you hook up with him?
Chat room.
Just a arbitrary chat room?
Yeah.
Might he come out from Texas?
Oh, I don't know. See, my brother is planning on moving up there with his family in probably a couple of years or so, and they wanted me to come with them. And so I might be living out there.
What do you know about this guy?
Just basically what he tells me, which is, you know, one-sided. He's supposedly, you know, like 6'2". He sent me a couple pictures. And he seems like a really good guy. At least we get along
but
online. But there's no way to kind of, you know, follow that stuff up.
But a couple of years, you might move out there with your brother. I mean, that's so in the distant future.
Yeah, you know, anything could change. But
yeah.
The thing is, he's kind of getting interested, and I'm kind of getting interested.
All right, well, does he have any means to hop on a flight and come out to California?
Yeah, whenever I say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he says. He will come whenever I
understand.
Work.
You don't want to date, but you'll date this guy.
I'm thinking about it. Maybe. I don't know.
That's okay, weird. What's he do for a living?
He works for a cement company. I guess he manages, you know, some truck. I don't know. They do a bunch of oil rigs out there, and I guess he has a little company that they run
all right,
oil cement.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Beth, you're a little bit desperate, and you shouldn't be going this route, I don't think. But maybe you found a guy. Maybe you like this guy. What's wrong with bringing him out? Here's the thing. Can he come out here for anything else other than to go on a date with you?
Probably not. I mean, if he wanted to, who knows? He can do whatever he wants.
But
he can do what he wants.
Yeah, don't have him come out and spend a week. If you want to meet him in person, do so, but do so in like a public place, not at your house.
Here's what you do.
You don't know who this person is.
He can come out here, stay in a hotel, and go to Universal Studios or something, and on one of the 3 or 4 days that he's out here, you guys can meet up for lunch. And if it goes well, you can take it on another date. But don't have him come out and move in with you
and your kid for a
week.
Exactly. No way.
That's how you got to do it. All right. Where the hell? Jeremy. 17.
Yeah?
What do you think? What do we think of what? Nanoprobes? Didn't we already talk about that?
Well, I heard about this like new kind of technology where they're like releasing like little mechanical cell like things into the body.
Right.
And but like I tried looking it up and no one really knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's a long way off these things.
Because like I mean that'd be something I'm interested in, like microbiology and stuff, but I just didn't know like what field that would be under, what
biological engineering, that kind of thing. Biomechanical
boring.
Engineering.
All right. Good times. Paul.
Yes.
You're 19. What's up?
Hi. I've been listening to the show for a little while, and I hear all these women talking about how they're so not satisfied with the guy they're with because he's so small, like 3 inches, 4 inches. And I'm wondering if that's the average.
No, the average is like 5.3 or something like that. At least it was 5 years ago.
Oh, how do they conduct a survey for that?
I think it's done in Japan, because it started at 6 about 20 years ago, and it's working its way down toward 5 now.
Are they actually going out and measuring erect penises? I doubt it.
Yeah.
Maybe they are with a certain group.
But I've actually been told that I'm hung like a hippopotamus. That's what I was talking about when I called in. And
Is that good to be hung like a hippopotamus?
I suppose so.
All right.
But,
whatever.
All right. Look, let's just forget tonight ever happened.
I was going to say, we need to. Just cash this one in.
Anderson, is there a shower here that we could all just sort of take a kind of communal symbolic shower in to sort of cleanse ourselves from tonight's show?
The one you peed in?
Oh, I peed in that shower?
Oh, that's the sink, sorry.
Oh, the sink. We could fit in a sink. Okay, let's all disrobe and we'll get in the shower and we'll cleanse ourselves and I'll get the loofah out and put up your ass and we'll be back.
All right, guys, here's the deal. You're looking to hook up, sick of wasting time with the wrong person?
Dateline. One call is all you need to make.
Call the Dateline. 877-889-DATE.
Call the Dateline.
All right, everybody. I want to apologize on behalf of myself, Dr. Drew, and the staff.
We are genuinely, sincerely sorry. And tomorrow night begins a new run of great shows.
That's right. Yeah, starting with Jay Moore tomorrow night. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. Who's been sleeping in my vagina?
Okay.
My vagina's half eaten.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station.
The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation.